Agree with you. And, you know, let's look at it from, you know, head coach Drake Gruden's perspective. And what do you think about his job security? Let's say for the sake of argument, the Redskins either fall short of the playoffs or make the playoffs again and again lose in the first round as they did last year and kind of don't progress from a division winning, although a non winning the division last year without beating a team above 500, albeit they did win the division regardless at 9-7. But we look at it, let's say they don't make the playoffs or they don't look as strong heading into the playoffs. What do you think Jay Gruden's job security is heading into next year if they fall short?
I mean, I think he's in real good shape going into next year.
Right.
He's been the coach for 2 years, and they won the division in one of those two seasons, and mm-hmm. they're over 500 at the midway point right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, worst case scenario, even if they, let's say, went 2-6 down the stretch,
right.
6-9-1 season would be uber disappointing.
Yeah.
But I think what would happen at that point, if they really struggled, is they'd probably be in the market for a quarterback. Now, I don't think they'd blow Gruden out,
mm-hmm.
short of a lot of disastrous games, which is hard to foresee, but they've made a lot of progress. You know, they lost one game in their first eight
mm-hmm.
that they didn't have a chance in. Everything else was close. You can't say that about the Redskins for, I don't think, many years back. You know, just other than that Steelers game in week one,
mm-hmm.
they've been right there in the thick of all these contests. So they're closer than they've been in a long time with McLuhan as the GM, with Gruden as the head coach. I think they know that. So they're developing Gruden into a guy that maybe could stay around for a long time.
Right.
And remember, this is his third year. He's got a 5-year deal, so they'd have to also pay him 2 seasons if they wanted to move on from him. You don't normally see teams do that anyway. So for a bunch of reasons, but namely because he's done a really good job, I think even if they have a bad second half, you could see major changes made without the head coach's job being in jeopardy. And I don't think it would be.
Right. Right. No. And you know, with the Redskins, you never know. So we'll see how they finish up the year and how they do this Sunday. I think this Sunday could be a good indication of how the Redskins are going to fare heading towards the final games of the year. But let's transition into another DC sports team, since we're almost running out of time. I want to talk about the Washington Wizards for a second. And now, coming into the season, we know that they had hired Scott Brooks in the offseason. Many thought that that was a ploy to lure Kevin Durant to his hometown of DC. We know that didn't happen. That ship had sailed. But they started the season now 1-5. They lost last night's game to the Rockets, 114-106 from Verizon Center. John Wall had kind of a bittersweet game. You know, he did have 21 points and 8 assists, and then he became the Wizards / Bullets all-time leader in assists, passing Wes Unseld. You know, I think that says a lot about that franchise, the fact that a Wes Unseld, who's a center, leads their franchise in assists. But then he also got ejected from the game, you know, with 2 technical fouls. So I guess I got a 2-part question. Do you think that it was a mistake to hire Scott Brooks? And what do you think? What do you see from the Wizards going from here on out throughout the rest of the season? Do you see this drama continuing? You know, we heard speculation, rumors that John Wall and Bradley Beal weren't getting along on the court as opposed to off. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, to Brooks first, I think he's a good hire. I think he's a good basketball coach. I mean, he was one of the most winning basketball coaches available this offseason. Look at the job he did in Oklahoma City with the Thunder, not just in terms of the success, getting to the finals, and some of the runs that they had in the postseason and the games and the series that they were able to put up against some really quality foes like San Antonio and Golden State and teams over the years. But more important than that, I mean, the player development of Durant, of Russell Westbrook, of Serge Ibaka, I mean, he was heavily involved in the renaissance of that organization coming over from Seattle to OKC. So I think he's going to be good for grooming young talent here in Washington, which is pertinent if they really do want to develop and draft and groom their own talent and kind of grow players from within the organization rather than making a list of free agency
mm-hmm.
on trades. I still like the Brooks hire. I mean, they're off to a bad start, but to me, that doesn't have a lot to do with him. First, they've had a tough schedule, and more important than that, you know, their bench stinks.
Yeah,
they can't
absolutely
score points when their starters are out of the game. Bradley Beal, by and large, even though it's been better, I think, over the last couple games, has not performed yet early this season through their first half dozen games like a max contract guy. They need him to score more points. It's kind of John Wall at times by himself, and that's just not enough. It's not going to work. So I think they're probably a 8 seed or 9, 10, 11 team in the conference, somewhere
mm-hmm.
in that tier. I could absolutely see them missing the playoffs. I think that's probably what I would predict at this point, is that they'd be one of the last two teams out, the 9th or 10th in the East.
Right.
And somewhere around like 39, 38 wins, whatever that might mean. But I think in the end, when they kind of get their act together in the front office and add some more talent, which is really what they need to do because they just aren't deep enough with scores and shooters right now, that Brooks is going to end up looking a lot better as their head coach, and people are going to be real happy about that hire.
Right. No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Do you equate it more so, like, let's look at their core right now. You know, John Wall and Bradley Beal. We know they got rid of Nene last year. Marcin Gortat. Do you think this core, as presently constructed, as you mentioned, the bench is poor. So if they do surround this core with a legitimate bench, could they be threatened for an NBA title in years to come? Or do you think they need to add a few more stars or a few more big pieces or big names?
Yeah, I don't think they're that close yet, honestly. Right. I think it's a good question. Yeah. And basically, we're talking roster construction.
Absolutely.
What do they have to do, right? And Wall, to me, is a foundational building block at point guard. I think Beal could be a really nice kind of third banana as the two. But I don't see him as a Robin to a Batman. So
yeah.
I think that they probably still need somebody on the wing that serves somewhere between Wall and Beal in the pecking order in the pantheon, who would be an upgrade over, say, like what Trevor Ariza did in that role a few years ago. That would ideally be able to knock down open shots and help score the basketball, because I just feel like, you know, in a pace and space league where everyone likes to run and get up and down the floor and spot up and hit triples, I just don't think they can do that. They can't shoot with teams. And Otto Porter right now, I think, would be a really good sixth guy on a championship team. Like, he, to me, looks like a bench player for San Antonio that becomes a superstar in the finals that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
But with what they're asking of him, just like with Beal, just like with Wall, just like with Gortat, I think they're asking for a little bit more juice than there probably is in the fruit that they're squeezing there. So I'll be curious to see kind of how this unfolds this year, but I do think they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and add star power. It's not just about a deeper bench. I mean, that can get you to 43, 44 wins maybe and get you into the 4-5 range where they had been the couple of seasons where they're making the playoffs. But if you want to get over that hump and start to compete for a conference championship and get past Cleveland and get to the finals, I think you really got to add someone who's more on John Wall's level than on just like a sixth man level.
Right, no, I completely agree. I think you hit the nail on the coffin, especially with the fact that it seems like we're in a superstar era and all friends and buddy superstars are like friends and all wanting to join on the same teams. We see that with Golden State, four all-stars in their starting lineup. You know, Cleveland has their big three with LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin. We saw, you know, Boston make a move, adding Al Horford to already, you know, studded roster. So a lot of work for the Wizards, you know, moving forward. But, you know, I hope that, you know, Scott Brooks, you know, works out with this team, because I think, as you mentioned, I agree with you that I think he got a bad rap in Oklahoma City because, you know, he just had too many egos, you know, with Durant and Westbrook. It's kind of hard to control them. But so your prediction for the Wizards this year, you think they'll finish around 9th or 11th in the conference and fall short of the playoffs?
Yeah, I kind of put them in that 8 to 11 range is like best and worst case scenario. I think they're going to miss the playoffs probably 9th or 10th in the East.
Wow. We'll see how Wizards fans react to that, if that's actually the case. How about Redskins? What do you think the predictions for the Redskins end of the year?
If I had to guess right now, I would have them going 4-4 in the last eight here before the bye, after the bye week.
So
I would have them overall probably right around
8-6-1, 7-1,
something like that. I could see them right around 500, maybe a tick over with that weird tie they had.
I know, absolutely. And tonight, do the Caps get the win versus Sharks?
Yeah, I think so. I think they extend their winning streak to 6. Sharks coming off a bad loss to the Penguins. Ovechkin and Oshie both coming off, you know, recent multi-goal games. They got their offense clicking. Their power play is looking a little better and improved. They're not giving up a lot of quality chances. So I think they win tonight. I think they get it to 6 in a row.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I guess that, you know, covers everything. I'm sorry I kept you for a few more minutes over than what you wanted, but I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And do you have any last words before we head on out?
No, I appreciate it. It's good to talk to a fellow GMU Patriot and be back on the air at George Mason. I love everyone over there. So be well and keep up the good work. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Yeah, have a good one.
Thanks.